there possibly been planned, Prime Minister?
For all new Prime Ministers, the first journey to Parliament to face opposition questions has a big hurdle at the end of it. Liz Truss is promising help for millions of people facing high energy bills this winter.
Keir Starmer.
Yet she refuses to impose windfall taxation on energy companies.
Add it all together, and companies that are already doing well are getting a £17 billion tax cut. While working people pay for the cost of living crisis, stroke victims wait an hour for an ambulance, and criminals walk the streets with impunity.
I'm on the side of people who work hard and do the right thing. That is why we will reverse the national insurance increase, and that is why we will keep corporation tax low. Because
ultimately, watching on, fresh faces on the front bench, all of them Truss loyalists. Supporters of leadership rival Rishi Sunak from the last government have either resigned or been fired. The top tier of the cabinet is the most diverse in British political history, with not one male white politician among them. This cabinet is short on experience, though. But could it have new dynamics? Not surprisingly, Starmer doesn't think so.
The face at the top may change, but the story remains the same. There is nothing new about the Tory fantasy of trickle-down economics.
Well, there's nothing new about a Labour leader who is calling for more tax rises. It's the same old tax and spend.
Truss may have impressed her supporters. She did hold ground and seemed to keep her cool, but there was an absence of detail on what she's promising. And so on Thursday, Liz Truss will announce her energy plan, aimed at relieving the stress of millions of people in the UK with escalating bills. She knows it's a crucial card to play if she's to win back any popularity the Conservative Party has lost of late. Keir Starmer knows that only too well, which is why he persistently pressed her on asking who pays. She couldn't really answer. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, London.